B-Pod Studios.
Real quick, before we get our producer Aaron in here to ask him a question. Thank you, TikTok. I learned today that, you know how, okay, when it says, when the weather person says, when our friend Shiri at Boston 25 says, it's a 30% chance of rain today, what do you think she means?
Like
30%.
That there's
it's gonna rain,
right?
Yeah, that there's a better
70% chance it won't rain.
Yeah, that there's a better chance than not that it's not gonna rain. You're like, all right, then probably won't rain.
So I wouldn't wear my rain boots that day.
Right.
That way.
No, it doesn't mean that. It means it's definitely gonna rain. 100%. It's gonna rain. It's just gonna cover 30% of the region. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's more about the area. At Pebbles, I heard it on TikTok, so it must be true. And the girl who said it didn't look...
I'm just asking.
The girl who said it, just like when you're going to have sex with someone, she looked clean, so I believe her.
Oh, my God.
She looked clean.
Yeah, like when you're going to have sex with somebody and you don't have any protection, you're like, oh, you look clean. Oh. Let's go for it.
Just all when right. I think
speaking of,
I've heard all your ridiculousness, you come understand. Up with more.
I don't understand what's ridiculous about that. That is the most relatable statement I've ever said in my head. I've ever said out loud that everyone has in their head. Now we got to talk to our producer, Aaron. I like to call him Aaron.
You done messed up, Aaron!
He's wait a minute. Let me get you. Why is that microphone not working?
I don't know.
That was the one that wasn't working for me.
Say something, Aaron.
I don't know if they ever fixed it.
Can you hear me?
That's the old Melissa one. Here, grab that one.
That's the cursed microphone.
Yeah.
Aaron, come over here.
That's so
you got
crazy.
One over here.
All right. This is Aaron, everybody.
Good morning.
There you go.
Now, okay, today it's acceptable. It's going to be in the 50s today. So a lot of people are going to be like, you know what? Why not wear shorts? Still a little too cold for me, but I'm tropical.
Open-toe shoes, sandals, flip-flops, you name it.
I'm tropical. Aaron is wearing shorts today, but that doesn't even matter. Like, pick a day last week when the snow was coming down hard and it was freezing outside and people had trouble getting in their cars because of the temperature. Mm-hmm. And Aaron would still come in every day, and he's new, so we're just noticing all his quirks. He wears shorts every day. Oh, wait. Spoiler alert, Aaron's white. What is it with the wearing shorts?
Watch it.
Can you explain to Melissa?
No, because my brother does it too.
Really?
Aaron and my brother are like the same people, I swear to God. He'll wear a hoodie, but he'll wear shorts.
Yes, that's what it is.
I don't understand it. I've never
Do you only get cold like in your chest area?
No, I don't get cold in my chest. I don't get cold in my legs. All your heat goes from your head. So I just wear a nice, you know, scully cap every now and then.
Yeah.
And keep your feet warm because, you know, heat leaves from your feet as well. So as long as my feet and head are warm, I'm fine.
Do you own jeans or anything like that?
I do.
When do you wear them?
Special occasions.
Weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he needs to look. Wait, I don't get it. Because, okay, so you don't wear ever. Do you get cold in the legs?
Like, don't your calves or your shins get cold?
Doesn't the wind go up your shorts to your, like, ball area?
Yeah.
Nope.
That's the first thing I would think.
Well, I mean, women wear skirts in the wintertime, right?
Oh. I don't know. Do they all the time?
Some don't wear tights, though.
A lot.
If you and Melissa morphed, they'd be coming in here every day in, like, a negligee. Because Melissa, think about it.
Yeah,
she never wears coats.
Ever, yeah.
So she never wears coats.
Yeah. I'm anti-coats.
But at least you wear a hoodie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you feel cold at all? Is it because, like, you're
it's a Scandinavian blood.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the old, he's an old pirate. Not a pirate, like an old Viking.
Yes.
Like a warrior.
There are going to be people on the beach today.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll be there.
Absolutely.
Man.
So today's like what would
today's be a beach day.
Today's a beach day.
Today's a beach day.
I don't
When it gets over 70, it's too hot for me. I like to stay inside air conditioning.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of heat either. I'm not a fan of heat.
What?
I don't know what it is, and I'm always cold, which is weird.
Yeah.
But I'm with you.
But like you have a heater near you.
Here, it's like minus 20 in the studio.
I love it in here.
But like, Aaron, on a day like in the summer when it's like 95 and humid, what do you wear? A hoodie and shorts?
If I had the choice, nothing at all.
Okay. All right.
We require clothes here. I know you're new.
Yeah.
I've been here for a while. I know the clothes.
Nice. Well, thank you, Aaron.
I
know the clothes.
Nice. Well, thank you, Aaron. I still don't understand.
All right. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.